Beginning Grand Daf Mesechtes, but become Daf Tali Alpha. Beginning of basic and test mother. Beginning of the Gemara. Achim ba'atzmai. Someone injures himself. I'm bishin rishay. Although he's not allowed to party his party. Says Taisa. Tell me, it's one of my chib shayach. Well, how would it be liable for oneself? He parted me. Malkus come and if it's saying that he's from Malkus, from lashes, from doing an iser. When Me'akocha Kutzins, yes. In the other case of someone cuts his the saplings. I'm bishin rishay. Parted when we say although he's not allowed to, he's exempt. Lava in the part of Malkus. That can't be he exempt from Malkus. The chayiv mishum kutzilon tibes. What it means he is liable actually. The guy himself for cutting. Fruit trees. And there's a prohibition of not cutting down a fruit tree. So you have to push and say, Potter, what does it mean exempt? Although there's no element of liability to himself. What it means to say is that although he's not concerned for his own self, but others that injure him are going to be chayav. And Bachim Shakot Natiya Chayavin and others that cut down the sapling are arguing liable. You have to say that that's like Remeir, the Amad that's like Subhazav Lambez and Bez Loka Mashalim, that you get Malkus and pay because the Loka Mashalim Lezichus. He's already getting lashes for cutting down the other person's fruit tree. To pay, he must be like Remeir or Inami. You could say that lashes pay where he didn't get warning for that, they're not going to get Malkus and they're getting liable only for the monetary payment. Continue next test, not to mean with the words of Gemara Tanoihi. Rather than Machalik Tanoim, Clement. In other words, what is Machalik Tanoim? Rabbi Kibbet the Masnitin, Kibbet the Mishnah, Kibbet the Braisa. Pligi, they're disagreeing. Bishinu yedil el lesno, and the answers that we said before are not like that. And b'hashnichan, that makes sense. The mishnah no mitrei tanoi believe the rekiva. That now that we said that it's two tanoi, it's remain the mishnah, remain the rekiva in the mishnah, rekiva in the brace. Kaboy man tan masnid. Now ask me, who's the tan of the mishnah? The omar libra rekiva. That says according to rekiva. The inon mishnah lechavel matzma. That's not let injure himself. Who is that? We want to find someone that says like that. But that's the machleik in your rekiva. Is a person allowed to injure himself or not? It's the following Tana, Makar, and Vechulu regarding tearing one's garment. Tosis says, when time begin to say, my socket at the Hashtag was more entertaining at this point right now, but you have to be approved of Makarib because if someone tears his garment, he's violating Batashkas. What's the Habamina? So says the Gemara, says Tosis by Marie, the reason says the aim may be Raya, the proof is not Elisha Aslach, but Afala Tzarech. It's saying that in order to create an injury, even necessarily, like when the woman that she took off her head covering, where she needed the oil, that was something that was a necessity. So to someone that's the prohibition of suicide. Because he was killing himself for a purpose, for something that he was afraid of. So to when someone tears for a dead person, that's considered for a purpose. That's what we're discussing right now regarding the raya. Of course, we don't have to say that it's baltashkas. We just want to point out that even when there's a necessity, that there could still be a prohibition. Next is not to mean the word mochayim shmataskas violates baltashkas. Now, b'adam abay kav. This thing says when kav nachadam and avshmul karel eder al klase. It's like the milsa. He tore 13 garments. Isn't that qualified over here in baltashkas? Yes, somebody can say no. The tzum d'rabban shani for tamachacham is different. The lahoy yisim dai, and that wasn't too much of tearing kriya for Rav. Makes us not to begin with the words of Moral Shatiyas from the Yah. What's the sin of the Nazir? Because he pained himself from partaking of wine. Seemingly, it sounds like that the Nazir Tar Namikamit Nekahedi, it sounds like that, yep, because the Nazir Tar, he's the one he also held himself back from wine, that he's also considered as a sinner. Now, Peg Mishama, Harin the Nazir Megaleach, and on Nazir W. Testament Aleph, Ksava, Reb Lezer Kappa, he holds Nazir Tar Chaiti. He holds that, yeah, the Nazir Tar is a sinner. And behind time, the reason is because the Chsiv Kro Benazir Tamei. So why does it say specifically the Chayte by the Nazir that became Tamei? If it's every Nazir, Neshan Bechet, because he repeated his sin because he became Tamei, and not only did he make it the Ziris, but he also now did the Isra of becoming Tamei. So therefore, he's going to be Chayv, but he's going to be considered a sinner. But really, every Nazir. Promise, but it's one because the paragraph of the Nazir Daf Gimel Menal Parag the Gemara asks Naziris Musa Aveira. Naziris is a sin. Barmin Lei No, and you want to say that the way of taking Naziris, saying I have No, I'm going to be beautiful, but I thought it's a sin. So I think my answer is no. Literally, as a Kabbad of Nazir Chaydu that says a Nazir is a sinner, Hanamil Tami. That's only when it becomes Tami. The idea by Mister because then he has to undo his whole Naziris up until now. The Muslim Mevul Naziris he might come to violate Naziris because it's too much for him. Of Nazatar, love Chayti Karla, but Nazatar is not considered as a sinner. So is he a sinner, like Agumar says, or not, as the Gemara sounds like in Nazadav Gimel? But Amir and Tami says, the Hadikam and the Leva Chayti, this is the Gemara says over there that Nazatar is not a sinner. He really is. It's just Hanyush and Mitzvah Gedil Menaveh, just because the mitzvah of Nazir is bigger than the sin being a nazir that's holding himself back from the wine, like our Gemara says over here. Because the mitzvah leader, there is a mitzvah to take another Gedama, like the Gemara says in the beginning of the second side, there is a cool. If someone sees the suspected adulterous woman in a state of disgrace, that the Yazat's from the ayin, he should separate himself from the wine. So there is a mitzvah. But at the same time, there's still a little bit of a sin. It's really similar to the halacha that's burning the brachas of Laman Avon days. If someone has a bad dream on Friday night, so he fasts on Shabbos day, Shekoring Zadina, where it tears up his negative decree, even the Frum and the Tainishal Shabbos, and they collect from him his fast on Shabbos. So Maitikante, what's the remedy? List of Tanis La Tanisa. He has to fast for the fasting. But you're supposed to fast the Tanis Chom. Yeah, because mitzvah in the very, it's only because the mitzvah of fasting is greater than the sin of fasting on Shabbos. This is what the Gemara says. Nazar. Further, Blayaz the Nazar Chayd that says Nazar is a sin. And Milad Nazar Tami. That's Nazar Tami. That's the primary sin, because that's total sin. Meaning, Ab Nazar Tami. The Chashav Rav Lezer Kol Kachayd is not so much of a sin. Again, because really the mitzvah is bigger than the chet, but there is somewhat of a chet, as our Gemara says over here. Next test must begin with the Gemara Kol Gemini V'Chulu, etc. So, how could a person make such a claim? That you said, then everyone could just do whatever he wants. It says that the guy told me to do this. Now, so obviously he cannot make such a claim. So then says, someone was holding a sickle or some other type of chopping tool. He says, I'm going to chop down the tree from that person. Because he sold it to me. Memonies believe, because a person doesn't have the audacity to chop down the tree that's not really his. I thought you said that we don't believe the guy. So it says, no, that's regarding harvesting the fruit. But no gezeira, from the fact that the wording is gezeira, or gedira is the word, and that's a terminology that would be used for cutting down the fruits and not the tree itself. It's also the tools that are mentioned. Those are the tools of those who harvest the dates. And yeah, it's normal for people to sell the pears. But yeah, it's not normal for a guy to sell his tree to get chopped down. And if it was talking about chopping down the tree itself, it should use an arg, which is a saw. If I'm a member of Ikele, it should have said, I'm going to chop it down. Someone that's holding a narga, a tool that's used for chopping down a tree. He says, "Is I'm going to go chop down that person's tree." You find the cut down. We don't say necessarily he cut it down. The person could exaggerate and not do. But we see that that's the tool that's used for chopping down the tree, and therefore that's why it does not contradict what our Gemara is saying over here. Next, says Matt, but the beginning was the Gemara. Because he stole his mitzvah of kisadam, so we obligate him to pay 10 zubim. Now, pay kisadam. The Gemara chulin pezayim manav muchach zabi shezev schab bracha. That was for the payment of his blessing that he would have made that he took from him. Then so we can say schad mitzah atzma hechazal. So what about the payment for the mitzah itself that he lost of the kisadam? So it says the mitzah bracha hakol echad. The mitzah and the bracha is all the same thing. Now va'avagav da shar emelei riga. Although the case we're bringing over here, the ox that waiting to be killed, over ilan ho emelei ktsitsa, or the tree waiting to be chopped, and yeshcha mitzah, there's only the payment for the mitzah apishem bracha. Although there's no blessing on that. Mekamakom ever hasam schar mitzahs kisa bracha lohaya kim yudzovim. But the ma'isa over there by the payment of the covering and the bracha was only 10 golden, and here also would also be 10, because it's all the same thing. The schar birchas hamazon, if someone steals someone's benching, so then. That's arba brachas. That's four brachas of benching. Memzubim would be 40 golden. Ma'aseh v'echad. There was a story where an individual shakar shliach tzibah likras b'sevatar. They called a balkar to lend from the sevatar. Bach b'kad makar. Somebody came and lent for us. Shor ben tam the esther ben tam. Amalai says she only tam the gal zishchay tachas leisher shtei brachas. He has to give him a chicken that he could slaughter in place of those two brachas to make it up. But this does not seem to be correct to read this reasoning, because in the case of Zubim, why does Gamliel obligate him 10 Zubim? Why doesn't he just get him a Tana Gailas? Also, Ben Tam said that it should be exempt because he could answer Amen on what the Balkar is laying. It's greater the one who's answering Amen than the one who's getting the Ali itself, who's making the Brachas. Anyways, in Bubble, we don't educate cases that there's no loss of a financial loss. That's the case of it. There's no financial loss, although there is a loss of the mitzvah.